Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Healthy Over 50, the podcast where we explore how to feel strong, balanced, and vibrant at every stage of your life. I am Liliane, but you can call me Lily. Today, we're talking about a topic that affects every woman directly or indirectly, and yet still feels like it's wrapped in silence. Today, I want to talk about menopause. It's not a disease, and it's not the end of vitality. It's a transition, a powerful, natural stage of change. Let's unpack what really happens, what symptoms to expect, and how food, herbs, and lifestyle can help you move through this time with confidence and ease. Today, in this episode, I am not going to talk about hormone replacement therapy. That's a topic we will be covering in another episode. But really, what is menopause anyway? Well, itself refers to the moment when you haven't had a period for 12 consecutive months. The average age is around 51, though it can vary from 40 to 58. Now, before menopause, we have perimenopause. And perimenopause usually begins between your early 40s and 50s. It can last several years, and it is marked by hormonal fluctuations. Sometimes they can be quite subtle. Sometimes they can be really dramatic. So periods may become irregular, lighter, or heavier, and moods or sleep changes can appear. Before perimenopause, you have premenopause, and this is when all your hormones are balanced. Now, after menopause comes postmenopause, and this is when your cycles have fully stopped and your body finds a new hormonal balance. Now, I know when we talk about menopause, I don't know you, but me, the first thing that comes to mind, I'm thinking about, you know, the hot flushes or hot flash, whatever you want to call them. And that's the one symptom most people associate with menopause. It's actually a thermoregulatory reaction that is triggered by the decline in estrogen. For some, it's a mild wave of warmth. For others, it can be quite intense and drenching. You might feel your heart race, your skin flush, and then suddenly chill again. But these are called vasomotor symptoms, and they're completely normal. Science still doesn't fully understand why they happen, but we do know that with the right diet, herbs, and stress management, they can be greatly reduced. During menopause, hormone levels, particularly estrogen and progesterone, begin to fluctuate. This affects your energy, mood, and even how your body regulates temperature. So you might notice already in perimenopause, sleep disturbances or insomnia, mood swings or anxiety. Vaginal dryness. Now, this is one that women sometimes can be pretty shy about, especially with their partners. I heard personally stories of women almost that were, you know, afraid of being intimate with their partners because it was hurting, but they were too shy to discuss it. So those situations can create a great misunderstanding. So that is completely natural. That's pretty normal. And there are ways, there are solutions for that. Fatigue and reduced concentration. Palpitations or mild headaches. And like, it is funny because myself, I'm going through this, and I remember a bit at the beginning having a bit of issues with my sleep, definitely mood swings, great anxiety, but I don't know if it was me or if it was the world around me. I think I had a I had a few of those, definitely, but eventually, you know, we have solutions for that. Some of them I am trying, or I have been trying myself. So all of this can feel completely unsettling, but it's your body rebalancing itself. So it's completely natural. You see, your adrenal glands and thyroid also play a big part. As the ovaries slow down, the adrenals start producing small amounts of estrogen. And that's why supporting them is so essential. So if you're not already under stress or exhausted, your symptoms may feel more intense. If you're already under stress, you know, that will exacerbate your symptoms. So how can we, and obviously I have studied naturopathy, so my approach is always first to go with what nature provides us. That's the first, for me, this is the first way. That's the first step. So there are some vital herbs that are highlighted in naturopathic research. And one that is really great is Siberian ginseng. So that will help you strengthen the adrenals and improve resilience. So that's a good one for you. Then you have the Agnus castus to support progesterone balance. You have the black cohosh for estrogen-like support and hot flush relief. You have the hawthorn to protect the heart and circulation. You have as well the St. John's wort that will help lift mood and reduce anxiety. So combined with nourishing foods, exercise, and deep rest, these herbs can make a real difference in restoring balance and energy. And now there's so many more herbs and roots, but today we're just focusing on those four. So it's completely normal. You have natural options, and they really work. I have to say they really work. Mood changes are common, not because you're losing it, but because estrogen actually acts like a natural antidepressant. So when its level drop, the brain's neurotransmitters shift. The good news? This usually stabilizes with time, and many women describe feeling calmer and more grounded once your hormonal roller coaster settles. So you may also notice changes in your skin, dryness, or a reduced elasticity, especially around, obviously, the vaginal tissues. This is due to lower collagen and hydration levels. So again, herbs, hydration, and healthy fats can help maintain comfort and, you know, just make you feel like yourself again. One of the most important long-term focuses after menopause is bone density and heart health. Now, what I would say is don't wait for menopause to make this your focus. This is when people start seeing challenges. So that's something that you should be anticipating already if you're in perimenopause. And that's something that you can do, you know, focusing on exercise. But we'll go deeper into that part in another episode. So bone loss accelerates in the first 5 years after menopause. So it is crucial to move regularly, eat calcium-rich whole foods, get enough vitamin D, and avoid smoking. As for the heart, estrogen has a protective effect on blood vessels. So when it declines, cardiovascular risk increases, especially for women with diabetes, high blood pressure, or a family history of heart disease. Simple daily actions, walking, strength training, managing stress, and eating an anti-inflammatory diet go a long way toward protecting your heart. The menopause is often called the change. Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. In a way, you know, it's a metamorphosis physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But it's not something to fear, but to understand and support. When we listen to our bodies and give them what they need, and by that I mean rest, nourishment, connection, and kindness, menopause can become one of the most liberating and empowering stages of life. If you're going through it now, remember, you're not alone and help is available. From herbs to holistic coaching, there are ways to make this transition smoother, more balanced, and full of life. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend who might need this message. And as always, you can learn more about holistic health and midlife well-being at Healthy Over 50. Thank you for listening. And remember, healthy choices today are the foundation for a strong, more vibrant tomorrow.